Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with The World News. The headlines. India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement and Associated Social Security Pact became fully operational. Indian goods worth $140 million exported to UK on the first day. India urges for UN Security Council reforms, warns inaction is eroding global public confidence. Tensions rise in West Asia as US reimposes naval blockade on Iran amid exchange of fresh strikes between the two countries. Three Indian women boxers win gold medals while 10 others claim silver at Asian Under-19 and Under-23 championships in Jakarta. And in FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina to face England at Atlanta in US tonight for a place in the final. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, between India and the United Kingdom became operational today. Simultaneously, the Agreement on Social Security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, also became effective, reinforcing the mobility and competitiveness of Indian professionals in the United Kingdom. The landmark deal grants zero-duty access to 99% of Indian exports in the UK market, including those in textiles, leather, engineering, food processing, pharmaceuticals and MSME. On the first day of CETA, Indian goods worth $140 million were exported to the United Kingdom. We have a report.
Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal said that this agreement is completely aligned with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for Viksit Bharat by 2047. He said this is one of the most aspirational and biggest trade agreements which will open up opportunities in market access on both sides.
Take advantage of this FTA from day one. Many consignments are being sent to UK under this India-UK CETA in different parts of the country by our different industry and industry partners. I am told that more than 140 million worth of goods are being shipped to UK today under this India-UK CETA on day one. This is a very happy news.
Talking to Akashvani, High Commissioner of UK to India, Lindy Cameron, said that this agreement is a great deal for both sides.
It's just wonderful to be here today, celebrating the deal going into force, making it faster, cheaper, easier to do business between the UK and India. And for so much hard work on both sides, it's a great deal for both sides. We have very complementary economies.
Talking to Akashvani News, Chairman of Apparel Export Promotion Council, Dr. A. Shaktivel said that due to this agreement, exports will be doubled in 1.5 years.
They were waiting last 1 year for this historical CETA agreement. Now it has been done. We are very happy about this. We are thankful to the Honorable Prime Minister of India and Honorable Commerce Minister of India for bringing this historical CETA agreement to us.
Talking to Akashvani News, Tarun Bajaj of Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority said this agreement will be beneficial for agricultural and processing sectors.
This is extremely benefit for our agriculture and processed food sectors because 95% of the products will now be exported zero duty to UK market. And UK is a very, very developed nation and they are quite sensitive to the products. Now our products, which matches the quality, now will also have a competitive advantage. In a short while, we are hopeful that we will be able to double our exports.
Talking to Akashvani News, Executive Director of Gems and Jewelry Export Promotion Council, Sabyasachi Ray, said that this sector will be immensely benefited by this agreement.
Gems and jewelry sector is a very large sector from India. We are employing more than 5 million people across the country and we are one of the largest exporter of diamonds in the world. We are again the largest manufacturer of emeralds in the world. All these will be benefited with this agreement.
This will significantly enhance the competitiveness of Indian exports in the UK market, generate new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs and manufacturers and strengthen India's integration into global value chains. Under the agreement, India has protected its sensitive sectors including dairy products, cereals, millets, edible oils, oil seeds, apples and several vegetable products. With Dipendra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has warned that people's confidence in the United Nations is declining due to the failure to reform the UN Security Council and effectively address global conflicts. Speaking at a ministerial roundtable on making multilateralism fit for the future at the UN, India's permanent representative P. Harish said, the Security Council has failed to intervene meaningfully in the ongoing conflicts, raising questions about its ability to uphold international peace and security. He said the 80-year-old UN architecture is no longer adequate to meet the present-day global challenges.
For India, making multilateralism fit for the future begins with ensuring that global institutions reflect contemporary realities. This underscores the urgent need for comprehensive reform of the Security Council, the revitalization of the General Assembly, and a stronger role for ECOSOC in advancing sustainable development in its three dimensions, economic, social, and environmental.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with European Union Commissioner for Startups, Research and Innovation Ekaterina Zaharieva at Brussels in Belgium. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, during the meeting they discussed opportunities for research in clean and green energy technologies. During his two-day official visit to Belgium, Dr. Jaishankar also co-chaired the inaugural India-Belgium Strategic Dialogue in Brussels with his Belgian counterpart Maxime Prévost. The discussions in the dialogue focused on expanding bilateral ties and accelerating India-EU cooperation. The two sides also exchanged their perspectives on global developments, including in West Asia. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Tensions in West Asia have escalated after the United States reimposed a naval blockade on Iran amid fresh exchanges of strikes between the two countries following attacks on vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military Central Command said the latest strikes were aimed at reducing Iran's ability to target commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, a key route for global energy supplies. Iranian officials said U.S. strikes hit an army barracks, killing at least 7 troops. Iranian state media reported that U.S. strikes also hit the southern port city of Bushehr, home to the country's civilian nuclear power facilities. Meanwhile, Iran's IRGC claimed it carried out retaliatory strikes against U.S. military facilities in Bahrain and Jordan, targeting command centers, aircraft shelters, and other strategic locations. Amnesty International has accused Pakistani authorities of increasingly misusing administrative detention laws to suppress peaceful dissent. In a social media post, the human rights organization called for the immediate release of Pashtun Tahaffuz Movement PTM leader Zubair Shah Agha, Baloch activist Sayed Bibi Baloch, and journalist Ahmed Farhad. Amnesty International said Zubair Shah Agha was arbitrarily detained on June the 20th after attending a press conference in Quetta organized by the Baloch Yagjaheti Committee. The event focused on the sentencing of Baloch rights activist Mehrang Baloch. The rights organization described his detention as part of a broader pattern in which Pakistani authorities are allegedly misusing the administrative detention powers to deprive activists, journalists, and human rights defenders of their liberty without due process. 3 Indian women boxers won gold medals, while 10 others claimed silver medals at Asian Under-19 and Under-23 championships in Jakarta today. In the under-19 category, Chandrika Pujari won the gold medal in the 51-kilogram weight class, while Prachi claimed gold in the 57-kilogram category. Gunjan in 45-48-kilogram, Joyshree in 54-kilogram, Chahat in 60-kilogram, Anshika in 75-kilogram, Megha Shokan in 80-kilogram, and Prachi Tokas in plus 81-kilogram added silver medals to India's tally. In the under-23 division, Nisha won the gold medal in the 54-kilogram weight class, Neetika Chand in 60-kilogram, Kajal in 65-kilogram, Muskan in 75-kilogram, and Priyanka in plus 80-kilogram won silver medals. The men's finals will be held tomorrow. In FIFA World Cup football, defending champions Argentina will take on England in the second semi-final match at Atlanta in the US tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Earlier, Spain stormed into the final of the tournament after registering a 2-0 victory over France in the first semi-final clash in Texas last night. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement and Associated Social Security Pact become fully operational. Indian goods worth $140 million exported to UK on the first day. India urges for UN Security Council reforms, warns inaction is eroding global public confidence. Tensions rise in West Asia as US reimposes naval blockade on Iran amid exchange of fresh strikes between the two countries. 3 Indian women boxers win gold medals, while 10 others claim silver at Asian Under-19 and Under-23 championships in Jakarta. And in FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina to face England at Atlanta in US tonight for a place in the final. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.